Children on a school field trip gaze up and then run about the bones of a Barosaurus, the tallest freestanding dinosaur exhibited in the world. It's a sight that's been going on in this historic room for generations. But just down the hall, Mark Norell, the chairman of the Division of Paleontology, is getting ready to unveil a new room.
We're creating an entirely different look about dinosaurs, how they lived, how they died, how they moved, how they behaved, by really looking at a lot of the new discoveries, a lot of the new technology and how it's being applied.
From existing evidence, we know that at the end of their reign, dinosaurs faced long-term climate changes, intense volcanic activity, and finally, a massive extraterrestrial impact.
You enter a dim space where the interactive exhibits make the dinosaurs seem to come alive. You can also walk right up to them. In the center of the room, scientists and artists have recreated an ancient forest in a 700-square-foot diorama that encircles you. Without a glass partition, you feel part of the 130-million-year-old ecosystem. Steve Quinn, the senior project manager, points out 35 lifelike creatures, some of which have never been displayed before. One is the fierce Delong Paradoxus. It looks like a T-Rex, but much smaller.
You can see it's covered with hair-like feathers, which is a new discovery. And it, obviously, a carnivore predator, top predator.
Yet most of the dinosaur recreations in this diorama are relatively small, the largest being only 6 feet. While it looks somewhat like a forest of today, Quinn says a human probably wouldn't want to take a walk through it.
No, I don't think so. No, I think you'd quickly become part of the food chain.
Speaking of the most famous dinosaur, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, here it's been made to walk by a paleo artist.
Basically an inventor that has a bent for prehistoric animals.
Paul Train has figured out how to make a 6-foot mechanical skeleton eerily lumber in place.
There's a sort of a lurching acceleration, deceleration that's happening with the entire animal, which is something that happens. Walking is an act of like falling and gathering yourself as you fall. It's a state of dynamic imbalance.
The new exhibit focuses on what new discoveries and theories have been made on dinosaurs recently. Mike Novacek is the provost of science at the museum and is the curator. He stands under a wall with the head of a huge triceratops mounted like a trophy. He says their fierce-looking weaponry may have not been used in a violent way at all.
Many of these dinosaurs probably simply used these weapons as signaling devices, or these horns and shields as signaling devices to recognize their own species, or in mating behavior, or other kinds of behaviors. And so that gives an example of how we interpret these wonderful and pretty dramatic-looking fossils.
But the public only gets to see a small fraction of those fossils. The American Museum of Natural History's collections of more than 5 million specimens fill 30 rooms on 12 floors. Doorways from the exhibition space lead to rooms that look just like high school science labs. A Columbia University intern is busy using a device that looks and sounds, obviously, like a dentist's drill to scrape away rock and volcanic ash from a fossil that's believed to be more than 200 million years old. At the next dusty counter is Allison Smith, a fossil preparator. She's poking grains of sand from a rock found in Chile.
There's a tooth here that's already sticking out of the rock, so there's definitely something in here, probably the entire lower jaw.
As the rock fragments get vacuumed up, Smith says it's work similar to artistry or surgery. It'll take her a month, full time, to completely reveal the fossil. Down the hall and through a huge freight elevator is the exhibition department. Artists and scientists recreate the creatures for display in the museum in a specially designed workshop built in 1932. Alan Walker is a senior production manager who shows off a scale model of the new diorama in the dinosaur exhibit.
It was all worked out in three dimensions here. 1 foot equals 1 inch. And it's remarkable how much exactly like the diorama it looks now.
Dioramas are what this museum is famous for. It created the format back in the 1800s. Tim Nissen, Associate Director of Exhibition and Design, says the museum has updated its concept.
You get a sense that you're looking through a frame into another world. For this, you've got a surrounding experience with no glass. And so the issues of illusion are different.
Museum officials hope the new exhibit will continue the recent increase in interest in paleontology. The curator, Mike Novacek, says discoveries in the past 20 years make the field even more interesting.
I just wish I could have 100 more years to be involved, because it's going to be a tremendous period of excitement. I'm glad to be part of it now, and I'm going to keep digging to the end of my days. So.
Dinosaurs, Ancient Fossils, New Discoveries runs through January at the American Museum of Natural History. Then it will pick up and move to other museums across the country. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the modern Stone Age family. From the